Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie McCauley, here with Jaden Schaefer. And today we're talking all about podcasting and why there's such a huge opportunity to make money. Jaden is the resident expert here with all things podcasting. I don't even know how many podcasts you have at this point going. I know it's a lot, but why is there so much opportunity here?
Yeah, so I think podcasting right now is obviously really popular. It's taking off a lot. And I think right now with all the AI tools that are coming out, there's so many different ways that you can you can just do more with than what you used to be able to do. So like you mentioned, so pretty much I have my main podcast is called AI Chat. In the past, I've done podcasts. Actually, my first podcast, in case you're interested, was like way back when I was in college. I did like the entrepreneurship department. I interviewed all of their like guest speakers and stuff. So I've been doing podcasts for a long time, but I'm like super thrilled because I feel like the tools that are coming out today in AI have like allowed me essentially to completely scale up my podcast. My main podcast, I do like 3 episodes a day, usually sometimes 4. And it's like literally would be impossible to do that without like I use AI for so much of what I do. Everything other than like my voice and my ideas talking is just like AI's doing like everything else.
That's crazy. So how many podcasts do you have currently then?
So I currently have 3 AI podcasts. This is
okay.
Awesome. Okay. I'm actively doing. Yep. And that's pretty much what I'm doing now. But in the past, I had like a YouTube channel, which I mean, was kind of like a podcast. And before that, I had one called Hustle 101. That was the one I started in college, which was just essentially interviewing people that started businesses and whatnot. So it's pretty much like this. This is just a continuation. It's just now I have, you know, celebrity status Jamie in the room with me to co-host it instead of, you know, just me trying to talk to people with no experience.
So I come from YouTube. Me and my wife have a channel. We have like 135,000 subscribers. We're all about side hustles as well. Not so much digital side hustles, but so I want to know, there's something called CPM, which is the price per 1,000 views that advertisers will pay to advertise on your content. So on my wife and I's channel, we talk about side hustles in our RPM, which is how much. So sorry, CPM is the price that the advertisers pay, and then YouTube takes a cut. RPM is your revenue after YouTube takes their cut. So we are making around $10 after YouTube takes their cut. So I think the advertisers pay like $25 per 1,000 views, and then we get about $10 per 1,000 views. So which I feel like is pretty good. That's on the higher end for YouTube, but I read somewhere that with podcasting, if you're doing auto ads with Spotify, that it's, you know, between $20 and $30. Is that correct? That the RPM is higher? Or
So there's 2 things you can do. And I know this is the same with YouTube, but you get like a, you get an RPM. I actually only track RPM, so I'm not sure what the CPM is. I don't know what that people are paying. But my RPM, if I'm doing a, so Spotify has these, okay, so if you want to monetize a podcast, you're going to want to do it through Spotify for Podcasters. That's the first thing. There's other platforms. Actually, it literally doesn't make any sense to do anything else because there's other platforms that make you pay to publish your music, your podcast on there. Spotify for Podcasters is free, and they'll pay you once you like qualify. Pretty much you need 1,000 listeners from Spotify listeners in the last 2 months. Once you hit that, then you're good to go. So For my main podcast, that's the one I have monetized right now. I just passed 1 million listens on it, so it's doing really good. It's growing. I get a couple hundred thousand listens a month. It goes up and down. But my RPM on that, it's interesting. Spotify has it broken down into a couple different products and a couple different tiers. I could give you an average. So probably just flatline average is probably like $12 would be my RPM. So similar to YouTube. But the way that they actually do it is they have something called, they have this like, it's called Spotify for Podcasters ad. And they, it's pretty much you being like, hey, have you ever want to start a podcast? Make sure to do it with Spotify for Podcasters. Get a link in or like go to this website and whatever. And Spotify will actually pay you to put that on every episode. But what's interesting is, so they pay you $11 as an RPM for every platform that goes to that's not Spotify. So if it's on Apple Music, which or like Apple Podcasts, which to be honest, I get about 70% of my listeners are on Apple. So mostly I'm getting that. But if they're on Spotify, you get paid $14 as your RPM. Okay. So it's like $3 more. And I think they do that to kind of incentivize you to be like, and I do this too. I'm like, hey, like today on the podcast, I'm talking about like this cool tool. But if you want to see me actually use it, like make sure you're like watching on Spotify because they have video. Everyone else is just audio, but Spotify does the video. So I kind of push people that way because also if they go watch the video on Spotify, then I get paid slightly more for the ads in it. So that one that one's just for your basic, like that's for the Spotify for Podcasters ad. Now, Spotify has another thing, which is called automated ads. And for the automated ads, I think it's slightly lower. So I think they're going to pay you like, instead of $11, it's like $10. And then on Spotify, it might be like $12. But automated ads is pretty much, they actually just changed it. But up until recently, you could just pretty much just drag an ad slot into your podcast and say like, pop ads right here. And then every time someone like listens to that and it, you just get paid for it. They've recently changed it though, because it was kind of a pain. You can imagine like for a podcast like this, if you have a bunch of different audio clips that you stack together to make a podcast, dropping, you have to pretty much break the audio to drop a clip in the middle. They just released a new thing where like, if it's a video or something like that, where you're not splitting it into a bunch of different pieces and uploading it, you can... you could have them automatically just play ads in the podcast where they think it fits. So that's kind of cool. I haven't tried it out yet, but it's a new thing they're doing. So yeah, I'm curious to see how that will play out. But all that being said, you can make a decent amount of money podcasting if you're hustling, if you're working on it. And like you also build your own personal brand. So there's like a lot of ways to monetize your audience beyond just those ads. But yeah, that's the in-depth analysis that, by the way, you will not find that anywhere. No one talks about this. I cannot find this on the internet. No one talks about this. I found one very small YouTuber once that will like cover some of this stuff. But anyways, that's the place you're ever gonna find.
No, I mean, I think
for podcast.
No, I think that's such a great breakdown because I had no idea before talking to you that there was even an ad type setup program in podcasting in Spotify. I thought it was, you know, just doing brand deals and stuff like that, which is another revenue stream you didn't even mention within podcasting. But I didn't realize there was like a YouTube style ad break thing that you can put in and generate income that way as well. So, and you know, the whole world right now is focused on the short form content when it comes to short form video content when it comes to content creation. But a lot of people are kind of revolting against that, including me, because I would rather make long form content and get that ad revenue because it helps support me and my family. The short form content, those people usually get, you know, 6 to 8 cents per thousand views. So it's not enough money. Yeah, you can't support a family. You can't really generate income doing that. Not to mention, You're expendable. There's no loyalty. Like you said, there's no dedicated audience who cares about you. It's just clout essentially. And it's doesn't really mean anything, but I'm all about building businesses that make me money, that support my family. And so I love it. I love long form YouTube content. That's kind of our specialty. And now I'm in the podcast world, thanks to you, Jaden. So break it down, I guess, because you have multiple podcasts, first of all, why? And I know you mentioned to me off camera once that you had started some podcasts with AI. Tell me about that.
Okay, so here's the deep dive on. Actually, this is how I really got started with what I'm doing today. So, like I mentioned, my background is that when I was in college, I studied business marketing, and I worked in the entrepreneurship department. I got like a, I was one class short of a minor in entrepreneurship, but as a certificate, but I literally didn't care. I'm like, whatever. college is not needed for entrepreneurship. I'll say that, but there was a lot of cool connections. Anyways, whatever. So I'm in the entrepreneurship department, and I ran their podcast for them. And they pretty much all, whenever they would have like a big millionaire come to campus and give a speech on like how they started their business, then I would do like a podcast episode with them after. So that was a lot of fun. And that's where I learned how to podcast and got into the space originally. Then I went and got a job in corporate America. The podcast died. I started some, and then got out of that, started software companies. Really, it was all just kind of put on the back burner. When I was doing my software companies, I was like, geez, I really wish there was like a good organic way to, you know, grow an audience and push people towards downloading my app. It's an app called Self-Pause. It's a number one AI life coach. And so in order to do this, I had a little bit of experience with podcasting. I'm like, I wonder if like AI is really popular right now. I wonder if I can use AI to essentially generate podcasts. And so what I did was I started with one. I came up with a killer strategy, by the way. Happy birthday. Anyone listening, you want to start a podcast and guarantee it to be organically successful? Here's the blueprint. And I'll explain my AI thing. This is not the right way to do it, but this will give you the framework to do it correctly. So pretty much what I did, I started a podcast and I named it one specific word. So I actually started 10 podcasts. One was called Positive Affirmations. One was called Life Coach. One was called Meditation. One was called Law of Attraction. One was called Mindfulness. Like anything that I felt was in kind of the space of my app, I started a podcast with like a one word, one keyword title. Then what I did is I got ChatGPT to write 100 episode scripts for each of those. And actually, this was before ChatGPT existed. So this was last summer, September of 2022, you know, pre-ChatGPT. There was a tool called Jasper, and there was a couple other ones, but I used those tools. They're like way more expensive. Dude, I was in the $800 a month tier of Jasper, and I had two VAs constantly writing articles like 24/7. It wasn't just for the podcast, but oh my gosh,
that's crazy.
So much more. But I was like getting so much value out of it, I was willing to pay it. Anyways, that's another story. And another
that's system. Insane.
But yeah, so anyways, I got it to do that. Then I tried a bunch of different ones, but the best was Well Said Labs again. Paid a bunch of money for Well Said Labs, and I got the AI to read it. So AI wrote this podcast script, AI read the podcast script, published it. And from these 10 podcasts, pretty much what I found was out of 10 podcasts, one of them was organically just going to get way more traffic than the others. And like when I say traffic, I mean like one of these podcasts I started, multiple of them cracked 100,000 listens. But like some of them got like what had like 1,500 weekly listeners to this AI generated content that like was not good. That's I'm telling good. You, like, it was okay. And Well Said Labs, actually, I'll give them credit. They have one voice in particular. I think it's Ava, in case you ever use it. That I think is like, it sounds pretty much like a human. It does a good job, but it's still AI generated. I've heard other AI generated podcasts. It's not my big thing now. If you want to build a personal brand and really monetize your audience, but if you're just trying to drive traffic to something, 100% works. So multiple podcasts got over 100,000 listens doing this strategy completely. That brought me to what I'm doing today, whereas like I'm starting a new software company called AI Box. It essentially allows you to build AI tools and post them on a marketplace and monetize them. It's under development. It's not launched yet. But like in the run up to it, I'm like, you know, for like a marketing channel, I should do a podcast because I saw how these AI ones worked. So I did the same strategy, started 10 different podcasts around AI and artificial intelligence, and put like, I think I only put like, I didn't want to spend the money. So I put like maybe 5 AI generated episodes on each one. And one of them just absolutely took off more than the other. So deleted the AI stuff, re-recorded with my own voice. And then I just used my own voice and have been running that podcast myself. That's the AI chat podcast. That just like passed 1 million listens on it. So, but that was like 100% started with these AI strategies. And to this day, I still use AI like for my scripts and for like so much of my content and like in my workflow and stuff. But yeah, that's the strategy to starting a podcast using AI.
That's insane. That's so cool. I would have never thought of that. And I would bet anyone listening to this has never thought of it either. So that is super cool. What do you think about some of these new tools, which, by the way, if you guys are listening to this, stay tuned for our next episode, which is all about AI tools you can use for your podcast. But there's one called 11 Labs out there where you can actually clone your voice. And then could you theoretically use ChatGPT to write your podcast, and then you could use your own voice and then take over if the podcast takes off? Is that, could I do that?
Yeah, 100%. So it's kind of interesting because I've also like had a background in like music. And so these like AI generated voices are no help for music because they're not singing right. Maybe there's some out there, but like the main ones you hear about. But for podcasting, these things are perfect. I actually really deliberated and debated this a lot. I'll give you guys all my conclusion on it. But I was like, so I started this podcast. One of them was organically taking off. And I'm like, I could just use ChatGPT, throw it into 11 Labs, clone my voice. For those that haven't tried it, you literally only have to record like 1 minute of audio. You can record up to 5 minutes if you want it to be a little bit better. But yeah, 1 minute of you talking, it clones your voice and can talk just like you. I've tested it out. It's actually good. And I was like, why don't I just, make a podcast where, especially at the beginning, when I first started my podcast, I wasn't doing so many like interviews. It was more just like, I would find interesting news topics, get ChatGPT to generate a script around those. And I still use part of that workflow today, but it's a lot more my own ideas and anecdotes and me just like talking off the top of my head. I literally could just plug that into 11 Labs, clone my voice, and just have like an AI generated podcast that's literally my own voice. And I think that if you are really strapped for time, there's no other way to do it. That is a possibility. And it's definitely better than just an AI one. But at the end of the day, the conclusion I came to is, especially in this AI space, that's going to be tricky. But as AI becomes more and more popular and gets proliferates into more and more areas of like business, like every business is adding an AI tool or an AI element to it, I'm like, people are going to start, like, what becomes high value? When AI can generate everything quick and fast, what becomes high value? And I'm like, so my theory on this, my hypothesis is that people will highly value human error and like the humanness of it. So someone wants a podcast like this where I take a long time to think and pause about something, where I say, where I trip over my words, where I say something funny and I'm like, oh, sorry, like, that's not that. It's like this instead. Like, you know, I'm a human. There's no way. And I think it's right. a whole nother concept, though, is that like AI will also be able to probably do this eventually. So
yeah.
At what point would an AI literally have my same cadence of how I talk and my pauses and how it mess up every once in a while, you know? Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But my theory right now is that people want to hear that instead of just a perfectly clean AI voice, because you feel like it's a real human you're getting something out of.
Right. But I do think there's something to be said. Like, so the first business I ever started with my wife was a wedding photography business. And how we got that to take off, get off the ground and really be successful was at the time through Google Keywords, Google AdSense, Google Keywords, doing SEO and stuff like that, where everyone else was focusing on social media to grow their Facebook page at the time. We focused on Google and SEO, and we ranked top for the search Grand Rapids Wedding Photographers. And so we got 90% of our business just from that organic traffic. But when it comes to the podcast world, it seems like you're kind of doing the same thing where you have different keywords. The title of the podcast is a different keyword. And then whatever one takes off is kind of the one you roll with, right? Is
that
accurate? Okay. So in theory, if you want to have a successful podcast, you could start with the 11 Labs thing and at least see which ones get the traction, right?
Exactly. That's what I do. Except I was like a little bit more lazy, where I'm like, you can kind of just tell like what's going to get organic traction like pretty quick. So I was like, I don't care like if the content's bad. I don't care if the audio is bad. I'm just going to release like 5 episodes today and check back in a week on my 10 podcasts and see which one did the best. And it's fine. Like, I don't expect whatever results it generates in a week, I don't expect to like use those. I'm going to delete the episodes. I'm going to change the cover to have my face on it. And then I'm going to start like recording them like all my own. So like I completely changed it at that point, but it's like a really good way. Yeah. Using AI is a really good way to get your first proof of concept and just find out. Here's the thing. This is what I found with so many businesses. Everything today is so algorithmic. Like, I can't tell you why when I post a TikTok, one does like way better than the other. I've had a TikTok that got like 200,000 views on it. And I'm like, yeah, it was good, but it was just as good as like five others I made that got like 1,000 views. Like, what's the point? Right. And so at this point, I think when everything's so algorithmic, podcasting, social media, the solution is put out a ton of content, and then whatever resonates organically takes off, just like grab that channel and run with it. Like, just keep feeding the fire, keep feeding the algorithm that likes your content. But yeah, so that's been my strategy, and that's why I do like the 10 podcast thing. I know it sounds like dumb or wasteful. A lot of people that I've talked to are like, no way I'm going to do that. I'm going to like pick one thing. I'm going to do it super well. It's going to be super high quality, and it's going to work. And like, to that I say, like, fantastic. Theoretically, that's the right approach, like high quality, get it done right. But when everything's an algorithm, what breaks my heart is when I see someone do that and the name, the title of their podcast just isn't getting them in the algorithm, or the like just something random doesn't help them scale because of an algorithm, and their content's incredible. And so I'm just like, yeah, just get rid of that problem. Just make 10 of them and then take the best one that works. And
it's basically just like a research method you're using, essentially, correct? Is that?
Yeah, exactly. And it's mostly like at the beginning of something. So it's like to figure out what is going to work the best organically. And honestly, sometimes it might be even random. Sometimes I feel like I could be wrong. So, okay, here's another experiment I have run, for example. I have done the same thing with podcasts. I've named the podcast something that did really, really well organically, and then changed the name of the podcast. So, for example, my podcast, when I started it, was called ChatGPT. And of course, that was really popular, especially at the beginning of the year when ChatGPT came out. A lot of people listened to it because they're like, and I talked about ChatGPT. It was all about ChatGPT at the beginning. Now it's kind of evolved to be more just about AI in general, and AI news, and AI, you know, people and interviewing them. But it was called ChatGPT at the beginning, and it got a lot of traction literally just for that name. I know a lot of people just searched ChatGPT and were interested in listening to podcasts about it. And then since then, I've changed the name to AI Chat because I'm like, well, I don't want OpenAI to sue me. I don't know if they would or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, I'll just change the name just to be safe. And I already had grown an audience and had a big following. So like, I was able to just like keep running with it. And the podcast didn't see like a dip in downloads or anything like that. But then I was like, well, I wonder if I could just like theoretically replicate that like same thing. So I named another podcast, ChatGPT, did the same thing. And I did that with a couple other keywords that also worked. And what I will say is sometimes, like, so for example, another one that I named ChatGPT also took off again. But another one that was, so I had one called OpenAI that also did very well.
Okay.
Scaled. In fact, this podcast originally was named OpenAI. It scaled, changed the name again because I was like, OpenAI probably get mad at me. But I labeled another podcast called OpenAI. I'm like, can I do the hat trick? Can I scale up that name again? And it was a complete dud. It died.
Okay.
So sometimes I feel like that's got to be an algorithm. That's not like one name worked better or one name is worse. It's just like there was an algorithm and like it just worked this time, but it didn't work this time with the exact same name and same content. Same name, same content on both. And it worked one time and it didn't work another. But it also, for the ChatGPT one, it worked twice. Like, I've successfully scaled two podcasts called ChatGPT that I'll change the name to, right? To get the original audience. So all that to say, a lot of it's an algorithm, and that's why I use AI to help me create a lot of content to test out what's going to work.
That's interesting. So can you see analytics on Spotify of where your traffic's coming from or anything like that? Like, how robust is their analytics?
So yeah, I'm looking at my Spotify analytics for my main podcast, AI Chat, right now. They just added a thing which will show you like Spotify impressions. Over the last 30 days, my main podcast has had 267,000 impressions on Spotify. So that's how many people have seen it on Spotify, or times people have seen it. Okay. So I can see those analytics, and then I can also see like my audience. So my audience though is 9% Spotify, 67% Apple, 5% Overcast, which is pretty much, I think, just Apple, but another version of it. Okay. Google Podcasts is like 3.5%. iHeartRadio is 2%. So you kind of get like, you get a breakdown on like what platform they're on, what country, 46% United States, 8% United Kingdom, 6% Canada, 6% Australia, Germany, 4%. So a lot of people in Germany must know English. And then, yeah, I get a breakdown on like gender and age and stuff, but that's only for Spotify, which isn't that accurate because it's I get 9% of people from Spotify.
Right.
And so I don't really go off the gender age stuff because.
Okay. So, and then is Spotify distributed across all platforms then, or do you have to upload it?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So that's the beauty of Spotify for podcasters. Like this episode, I'll upload to Spotify for podcasters, or someone from my editing team will upload it. And it will automatically, you have to sign up for the setup of the accounts, and that kind of takes a while. But once you have all the accounts set up and the distribution set up, every time you publish a new episode, it's going to go to all the platforms.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I know so much of it is, especially even in the YouTube world, is related to keywords and algorithms. And, with our channel, a lot of our side hustles, once we started doing Amazon palettes, that's like, that totally transformed our channel. It totally blew it up. And so now whenever we have a video that's not an Amazon palette, it doesn't do as well. So sometimes if we even tried opening like a Walmart or Target palette, but none of them performed as well as the Amazon. So it kind of puts you in this.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. It puts you like in a box, but if we were to know that up front, then it wouldn't have taken us so much experimentation and time to kind of find our way with it. So what advice would you have for someone listening to the podcast who wants to give it a try, wants to get started?
Yeah, I think the first thing is like, if you're going to do it, you have to be consistent. It's not going to be successful unless you're consistent. So like set your schedule, make your commitment, be like every week I'm going to record, or like three times. Honestly, I think if you're getting started, here's another thing. You need to record 3 podcast episodes a week. You have to. It's about content. There's a reason why it's like, oh, it took me like a year to pop off on this podcast. In my opinion, it's because it took you a year to get that much content where you had a good baseline. Your content is like a net. And every title, like you mentioned, is an opportunity for someone to search and click in a different area. And once they listen to one podcast by you, they're going to fall in love with you and be like, oh my gosh, this person's amazing. I love their content. They're going to listen to everything you do. But pretty much the more content you have, the wider your net is for people to find you. So I say, if you're getting started, if you're really taking it seriously, do a podcast episode every day. Doesn't have to be long. 5 minutes is completely fine. A 5-minute episode about something you're interested in, that's fine. And if you want to batch it, do 7 5-minute episodes like once a week and then have them all scheduled out for the week. I know people that do that. There's a guy I follow and his podcast is called The Mindset. I'll quote it in a bit, but anyways, he does pretty much the same strategy and he makes a lot of money. It's just daily stuff.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of content out there. It feeds the algorithm, a big net for people to find you. So that's my thing. So yeah, decide to be consistent and make a lot of content. 3 episodes a week, I think is fine. That's going to be successful. 1 a week, it's honestly really hard. Like if you did 1 a week, it would take you a whole year to get to 50 episodes, which is, I think, a good baseline for people to really start finding you organically. And of course, you also do the organic trick I told you where you start 10 so that you're going to get organic listens on them. But by the time you hit 50 episodes, you're really starting to cook. So if you do 1 a week, it's going to take you a whole year to get to that point. So if you want your success fast, people that are like, wow, I want success and I want it fast. It's possible, yeah. But it's like you just have to make a lot of content, and that's all on you to really hustle and grind hard. So
nice. I mean that sounds daunting to me when you said that. Like I would have not have guessed that much, but you're saying you can even just do smaller chunks of content. It doesn't have to be like a full hour podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Just even shorter, just tidbits of audio, essentially, to get your out into the algorithm and out and ranking for different terms and stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and to be honest, I've actually done a lot of research in this space, and I found a whole bunch of podcasts that are 5-minute-long podcasts sponsored by big brands. Hmm. They're just 5 minutes. And the thing is, like, if you know, as I was mentioning at the beginning of this episode, you get paid per listen. So it honestly is in your best interest to have more shorter, if you're just going from the ad revenue side, more shorter podcasts than, like, if someone's like, oh, I love them. I love their 5-minute episodes. I'm going to listen to 7 today because like that doesn't take that much time and I usually listen to an hour. Okay, well, if you have an ad on each one, that's 7 ads they listen to over the course of whatever, whereas a normal podcast might get 3. And I don't know how it works if they like skip it, if you still get paid. I don't know. But like, yeah, so more shorter podcasts seems to be a better like growth hack strategy and like ad revenue strategy.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us, Jaden. That is exciting stuff. It makes me want to start a podcast, so or be on one, which I am. do you want to close us off? I don't know how to.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
I was in the wrong thing. I'll trim this. But yeah, thanks so much for talking about podcasts with me today, Jamie. It's an awesome topic. Thanks so much for the listener to tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. Make sure to tune in 3 times a week. We drop episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, talking about different AI news, how that applies to starting hustles with AI tools, different AI tools you can use. And then, of course, we interview people that are, you know, in this space, starting their hustles using AI and, you know, sharing their knowledge with you. So happy that you tuned in today. Make sure to catch us on the next episode and make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts.